of the United States of America and into the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start off with the executive session. Anybody want to make that motion?
Make a motion to go into executive session for personnel under 1 BSA 313A1.
Is there a second? I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you.
Is that to include?
To include
Terry. Okay, coming out of executive session, I'd like to make a motion that we hire Terry as our new accountant.
I want to make a real name or
Teresa.
Just for making it official. Is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Thank you. Meeting with the auditor.
Back to you.
No.
Something.
We're in the meeting.
Oh, we're still in the meeting. I'm sorry.
The auditor, he's going to come in on Zoom, and he's not here yet.
Okay.
I told him 7:01, so he's pretty close.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he's an auditor. Oh, you want to do amendments while we're waiting?
I have no amendments today.
Yes, sir. Do we go into the Pledge of Allegiance? We already did
We've
that.
Already done.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. I didn't realize we missed that.
No, there was an executive session early on for to hire a new accountant.
Okay, my apologies.
That's fine. Are you not? Are you on the agenda? Or? No, you. We can do amendments to the agenda right now.
I think they're good. 5 minutes for public comment.
Are you going to do 5 minutes for public comment?
Well, I'm here.
Lorraine,
not a million years.
Lorraine asked to be on the agenda on Friday. I let her know that 5 minutes for public comment was
okay
because the agenda had already been posted.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. If you have to return for an official.
Well, when did you call? Because Mr. Dunfer has stated that Thursday is.
No, you're out of order. Are we there yet?
No, he's not there yet.
Okay. Well, we'll do approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of October 29th as written.
Second that.
Okay. Additions, deletions, corrections. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Diane?
Oh, yeah.
7:02. You said he was punctual.
There he is.
All right.
That was great.
Good evening, Ron. Can you hear us?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Greetings from hot, snowy Island Pond, Vermont.
Thanks. Welcome to Fairhaven. So the board is here and they're ready to hear the conversation.
Hey, everybody. Joe, what do they got in front of them? They got the financial statements management letter. Have they seen the financial statements management letter? Because I just want to hit like the highlights of it and make myself available for any questions and kind of tell them where we're at right now.
Let's go with the management letter.
Okay.
How you doing, Mr. Smith? Been a while.
Hey, good. Good to hear you. Well, it's been a while, so that ought to tell you something right there. A little longer than the normal. You know how long it's been, so. Let's kind of start there, you guys. So I know Joe has a lot of concerns about the management letter, rightfully so. And I would probably say if somebody read that management letter, hey, Ron, what could you singly, like point out as far as the management letter goes? That management letter is going to tell you that you had a lot of accounting issues, that, where your books were, that they were in some tough shape, you all, and that's probably the best way I can say it. And I would also say they were in tough shape with the accounting issues and lack of reconciliations with banks and things like that. Just because of some of the bookkeeping, some of the bookkeeping on putting the numbers where they were supposed to go, it wasn't there. It just wasn't there, which led to some huge accounting struggles. And as I told Joe the other day, literally there was a lot of work that we had to recreate. So we could just put together the federal piece of this audit with all the money that came through for your renovations that you got going down there with rural development. And what you gave us is not what we gave you back. There was a lot of adjustments that we made, a lot of that. And a lot of it clearly was because of accounting and bookkeeping struggles at the town of Fairhaven. And then upon further review, when we got the information, the bank reconciliations weren't done. So when we were finally able to get back to Fairhaven, we were in triage at our company. We had waited 4 or 5 months. I know that there was some effort that was being made on your side to do it, but sadly, when we got that information back, there was more accounting work, more bookkeeping, services that need to be looked at and paid attention to. And that's probably where I'd start this story with Fairhaven, I'm not pointing any fingers because I think a lot of it was inherited, by your finance person, your accountant that left. I think that those books were in some tough shape, and I think that they got tougher as the year goes on. And I think that, that she inherited a tough set of books, and clearly there was just a lot of non-audit work that needed to get done, which took us almost, it seems like, forever to bring this thing across the finish line, you all. And I'd probably start the conversation there.
Keep talking.
That's it. I mean, listen, we saw no issues or fraud, defalcation, or anything like that. We didn't see that. We saw bad accounting and bookkeeping. That's what we saw, you guys. And that's really what that management letter says, is there's bad accounting and bad bookkeeping. So good news is we got a good jump on this year. Hopefully, there's, some conversation. I know I had a chance to meet with Joe on Friday of last week, a possible heir to the accountant throne, certainly we look forward to working, if that works out with you all, as far as that position goes and getting somebody in to work with that. But we've been in there. We've done a lot of work in 24. We want somebody to work with, and we really want to get a jump on this thing while we can, so we can try to stay close to January, having the, conversation with you guys as opposed to November, that we're having it right now. And I think that that will be a telltale sign of progress right there. We already see what some of the issues are with, the banking reconciliations that I think are pretty good through June of 24. There's some accounting things that we need to work out, with Joe on transfers, some things like that. Those are expected, but when we came in last year, really though, that bank reconciliation set you guys back a long time, long time.
How are we doing on misappropriations?
Say that again.
How are we doing on federal misappropriations?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I heard federal. I didn't hear that after that. So somebody's going to have to enlighten me what got said after that.
Mr. Billowitz is saying that there's misappropriation of funds.
We're not seeing any misappropriation of funds. We're seeing some bad accounting with what you guys did, the story that you handed us, and tell, but we don't see any misappropriations of funds.
Thank you.
Is he a licensed auditor in the state of Vermont?
I'm a licensed auditor in 5 states, Vermont and Maine included.
Just making sure.
Is this public counter?
No.
I'm doing this for 35 years. Sat on two of the highest federal regulatory boards.
My question would be, one of the things we talked with the new accountant that we hired just before we talked to you, by the way.
So Terry is in place now, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Starts tomorrow, I think. Yeah, she starts tomorrow.
Oh, the blonde, blue-eyed bimbo is gone?
Excuse me.
Not this uncalled.
One more statement like that. No, stop that. Stop that.
Arrest me.
Is this gentleman a board member?
No, he's a dumbass.
No, and he's out of order. And Mr. Billowitz,
I don't take kindly to this. That's for sure, you guys.
I'll ask you to leave.
Ignore it.
Don't do that again. People are people.
Yeah, have some respect.
First Amendment.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that, Mr. Smith. My question was.
Sure.
My question was, what do you, in that whole letter, what do you think is first, Terry should be attacking first? And why don't I shut that part
I think
up.
That there was a period of time when you lacked accounting, for lack of a better way, DNA. Lacked really kind of like bookkeeping DNA. And I think that the reason was the lack of governmental fund accounting and the really the stress that these federal grants kind of put on you. I mean, it's just somebody went in there really kind of without that knowledge and understanding of how fund accounting and governmental accounting work. That's what I think that we saw, you know, in 2023, you know, was really kind of the results of the lack of understanding and really some accounting DNA to handle fund accounting. That's what we saw, okay? Because what you gave back, we moved a lot of things around with you guys as we began to learn your story and find out what we had with federal funds and things like that. There were a lot of things that got moved around. And I think a lot of it was due to, you know, quite frankly, a lack of understanding of fund accounting. And I think that the next accountant, as Joe and I had a chance, and I had a chance to talk with Terry on Friday, she clearly comes with some fund accounting background. So she has an accounting background. And I think that those two areas certainly were on full display, which led to a lot of the delays, you know, of this last audit. But I think that they were on full display, you all. And I'm really hoping and getting in there right now in November and working with that. We're having this conversation in 60, 90 days, not 1 year from now, you all. So.
Questions, folks? Any other questions?
No.
Joe?
No, sir. We met with Ron on Friday. Like he said, Terry showed up. We went through the list. And like she told the board, she says, this is just a matter of getting stuff done in time. Like making sure the bank recs are done, making sure we're following our monthly need-to-do list.
And she was confident about setting up processes, which really sounded good to me.
Yeah.
Overall, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln,
how'd you enjoy the play?
Yeah, exactly. Weird. I don't know. I just, it's a tough letter and we've got a lot to work on.
There was really, you guys, and I think it's not, Jenny was a good, solid accountant. And I think that there's certainly been, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, probably some regression in that area. And I think what was inherited by the person that just left, there was a lot to fix. There was a lot to really kind of untangle there. And it really was just it was a lot of work, you know, that we had to do to work with you all to kind of, like I say, give you what you gave us back in the way that it looks like here right now. You know, so that was, that was the biggest challenge, you know, but I really think, you know, is that it's a, you know, that what a difference a year is going to make. Getting somebody with a strong accounting background in there, let us working with that individual, you know, and really, you know, having the next couple of months to like put this all together, you know, so that we can have this conversation a lot timelier. And the other thing that's missed is all the conversations during the year, you know, between Joe and our company here on really where kind of some of the issues were, kind of helping out there and all that. It's not like there wasn't effort that was being done, but your internal, for lack of a better word, accounting DNA just wasn't there. It was just a struggle. A lot of the times when we gave you something back and said to do this, when we got it back, we had to say kind of, you got to do it again. You got to do it again. You know, so I'm hoping that those struggles can be avoided. So we actually enjoyed working with Darcy. So we really did. And, you know, and I think that, you know, I understand she's not there now. We'll enjoy working with Terry. But, you know, clearly, you know, that there was a lot of things, but there was a lot of things to be fixed as well, you know, that that I feel that Darcy inherited. So.
Okay. And we've talked about that before. So, yeah, that's true.
Financially, you guys landed your general fund plan almost exactly where you landed it from 23 to 22. And then as far as, you know, you got some reserve accounts. One thing that I would say, Joe, during this audit, you know, and, you know, was brought up by, Allie, you know, who was working with me on Friday remotely, you know, is looking at some of your grant funds and some of your reserve funds for capital projects and grants. And there's been some inactivity, you guys, for the past few years, probably looking at that and taking a look in the mirror and just saying, okay, how'd they get there? When did they get there? And is there still a use for them, or do we need to look at those and reobligate some of these funds? And I think that that's something in an exercise that needs to come out of this audit for 24 as well.
Are there any ones that hit that we're in the middle of budget season?
Your grant funds, I think, is one of the bigger ones, you all. So you've got like a grant funds, you've got like a grant review fund. There's a couple of associated with grants, you know, that got there, had a purpose. And I think it's probably time to look at their purpose, you know, right now, you all. So
there are a few accounts that they just kind of sit there. They might have $100, they might have $1,000, but over the years, they just kind of sit there and sit there and sit there. And then I think that's what I was talking about, is do something with
it. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. And like I say, let's find, we're good with them sitting there. Let's find out how they got there to sit and just kind of take a look at their intentions. And it could be as simple, you all, as going back to your next town meeting in March and saying, we've identified these funds. We think that they're better used elsewhere right now. And we like to reobligate these funds and reappropriate them. I'd like to work with Terry to stay out in front of that one. Cause there's some money there, you guys, for sure.
Okay. Anything else you think we should be aware of? Or
no, I think that letter sums it all. It's a tough letter to read, but you know, it's the truth, you know, and we know what we got to work on. And Joe and I talked about that with Terry on Friday. We know we've got a plan, and I'm glad that she has come on board to the town of Fairhaven. We look forward to working with her to execute the plan.
Thank you. Any other questions before we let Mr. Smith off the phone?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. And
we'll be talking to you guys a lot sooner. So
yeah,
reach out, Joe, reach out anytime. And let's say and the good news is we've already got our date in stone to come back. We're going to move this forward. You know, let's let Terry get in there and get her feet wet and, you know, and we'll go from there. So
great. Thanks.
Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Yeah, all right. Well, that letter is there for the public if anybody wants to read it. It's not pretty, as Mr. Smith was able to say. So we'll go on from there. So next is 5 minutes for public comment.
So Mr. Lawrence is online. He wanted to make sure that he was able to speak tonight.
Okay, we'll let him go first then, as long as I'm...
I appreciate it. Could you guys hear me okay?
Yep, we can.
Perfect, perfect. So I know you guys are talking a lot about budget and audit, and I think the town really needs to look at and investigate some safety issues with the crosswalks over by the Cloud 9 and over by the laundromat. I know there's a lot more traffic coming across from the new parking area. And even in broad daylight, I mean, it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to other people where you're kind of coming around that corner and you realize at the last minute that there's someone in the middle of that crosswalk. And I know there is some new technology where a pedestrian can punch or hit a button and the lights will flash and it will alert, you know, a driver that, you know, someone is coming across, he's in the crosswalk, what have you, and it kind of slow people down. I think that would be something that we really need to look at, investigate, see if there's money for that, just as a safety aspect.
There was a lot of money for that. It's gone.
The only thing I could say is...
Nobody asked you.
Okay.
When your turn comes,
Your turn now. Public rights is free speech. Oh. She is a public comment.
Mr. Lawrence.
You have to follow the Roberts rules of order.
Mr. Lawrence has still got the floor.
You'll have your opportunity.
So is it, could it be cheaper way of doing this with the, I saw that over by the Rutland Hospital, they do have those solar powered kind of setups. And I don't know if the cost of setting something like that up or where that money would come from. But I think it would be really money well spent just as a safety issue for the town and for, you know, businesses, people coming and going.
We will investigate that. There has been some talks about those kind of lights at some times. So we will investigate that. Whether or not we can get it into the budget is this year is a question, but it's worth asking. Any other comments?
It was coincidentally the same thing I was going to say. That thank you for recognizing me. I was walking dogs last night against the doctor at 4:30. Saw a couple of people trying to get across the crosswalk and almost get hit by cars. I was at the Burlington Airport last week. They've got the flashy things, but they also have the cone that says state law stop and if a pedestrian's in the crosswalk. I mean, the simple answer might be a cone. The expensive answer might be the flashy light.
We do have some of those cones, don't we?
Yeah, they keep getting run down. So they just
they don't work.
We had them pull in. People would move them. We didn't have them bolted down. They'd move them or knock them over.
They do it on purpose.
Wow. That was like a target.
I could just add to that, because I work downtown at night, and certainly right between where the laundromat crosswalk is to the crosswalk that's just before the school, that little section is really, really dark, and I either walk to work, or if I do drive my car, I park on the park side so that customers can park, and I've also been hit twice just because the cars, when they get to the top of right before the laundromat, they speed up until the crosswalk of the school. So that little section is really dangerous. And then when it curves out kind of near the dispensary, if someone parks their car, which a lot of people do because they're supporting businesses, it blocks the view. And so, like I said, I've almost been hit twice, and I think some crosswalk lights, cautionary lights in that section, the two places, would be pretty helpful for safety.
No, I agree. And the one out here on my way to work in the morning, people walking dogs, I don't see the reflective. I've almost hit people myself because they're you can't see. I mean, I've gotten a glimpse of reflective belt or whatever my lights, but you can't see anybody half the time when I'm coming around the corner until it's too late.
Right. And it's really dangerous right there where the memorial is, too. You know, it's so dark. I've actually been passed twice on the right side where people don't really understand what's going on because I don't think they can see very well.
Thank you. John?
Whereas Dr. Haven has been informed, as the gentleman has stated, that the crosswalk by Cloud 9, there are two parking spots that are illegal, according to the state of Vermont. Maybe the town of Fairhaven should take preemptive actions and lock them off with barrels or something to prevent people from parking there.
I don't think
than that would be negligent.
Yeah.
Because you have been informed by the state that they are illegal.
We were informed by engineers that there wasn't a need for those parking places. I don't think the state has come to us and told us they're illegal yet.
I believe the specific language that...
I think there's a big difference, and that's where that is at this point. In the now defunct side of the business side of the plan that we had, that we don't have anymore because people didn't want it, because a minority of a majority, I don't know, didn't want it. So we don't have that anymore. So we'll have to come up with some sort of piecemeal thing.
But I do know those two parking spots aren't going to be there anymore. So I think it would probably be best to just block them off in the long run. So that way you could absolve yourself from any further negligence.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You just said that the letter from the auditor is public knowledge. Would there be any opposition or any hesitancy for posting that letter? And as you said, it may not be pretty, on the Fairhaven Facebook or the Fairhaven Town page so that the public can see what's actually going on and any issues that are with the accounting. Would it be possible to, and I know it is
It's
possible.
Public knowledge. It's a public document.
Right, but I understand that, but a lot of people, number one, the weather is changing. Number two, a lot of people due to physical infirmity, disabilities, et cetera, it would be helpful to post that online. I mean, not all happy news goes online, but sometimes bad news has to go online to enlighten the residents as to what's actually going on. We would appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Lorraine.
Oops. Wow. Pardon.
Hey, where do you want to start?
Well, you know, Cindy and I are part of the IBC, and we've been doing this since 2020. We've asked the town for very, very little. Oh. We usually pay for it ourselves or somebody donates something to us. So I'm giving you a list of the inventory that we have that is now in my garage, taking up one full bay.
Thanks.
And I want to, I've asked a number of times for some place for storage. Obviously, this town has very little storage. So I either want you, well, no, I would like you to consider maybe getting a storage unit at exit one, or if you don't want to do that, you can pay me for it. But it's got to come out of my garage. And the only other storage place we were given was downstairs behind the furnace, but down the bulkhead. And we're all senior citizens. We can't do that. We can't do that. So that's all I'm asking you to look at it, find a solution. That's it.
Kind of off topic, but not IBC. An idea was brought to me. So you, the stick figures in the park were very welcome. Yes, and I even participated. Suggestion was coming into Christmas, maybe getting people to do like snowflakes around the park. My wife brought that up to me last night because we, as you know, my wife and I started the official Fairhaven Vermont holiday tour. We brought it back for a third year. And I'll speak more on that later on Facebook. So you know, people spread it, but she brought up maybe we can get IBC to put it out there. Maybe we can do snowflakes.
You going to the first one?
I can probably whip something up, but
we don't have much time.
Right. No, I know.
Let's see what we can do.
But I mean,
it'd be really wonderful. So you know we're going to do the gazebo.
Yeah. Right.
And we've got a couple of things for that this year too.
Yep.
Before we put swags, that what you call it, and the entrance to each one for that became too hard. So we talked today about putting wreaths on all the light poles.
Yep.
People are really good about donating. So if I had Scott put something on, we need wreaths. We only have about 12.
Right.
We only need about 16. Yeah. We could get people to donate those.
Right. Yeah. There's just a suggestion. There's something that came up. Yeah.
We just have to figure out.
Yeah. Yep. And we can talk.
More storage.
Yeah. Right. That's the storage. Sorry.
More things to store.
I think there's some recognitions that need to be done. I think we need to recognize our state champions, football team, Slaters. Yay!
The Slaters!
I think we need to recognize there were four or five inductees from our local dojo. Four or five inductees to the National Black Belt Hall of Fame down in Pittsburgh over the weekend. So, some really good things are going on in town.
Yeah, there is. Thank you.
Very briefly, because I know I spoke before, yes. But in response to Lorraine and the story, Lily and G said that they're senior citizens who have issues with mobility. The elevator is for, you know, it was ADA, et cetera. With the upstairs, there's supposedly room for the Historical Society, the Fire Department, and the Community Center. Would there be any room upstairs now that there's been all these grants, which the auditor spoke about, and the refurbishing of the Community Center? IBC is for things for the community. The stick figures, they do an awful lot, and I commend the IBC. So wouldn't they be entitled to some space in the community center if it's finished?
If there's room.
Is it
at,
finished?
At this point, we're still trying to figure out if there's enough room for what we have already.
But not
so
only is there room, but is the upstairs ready for public?
No. Next question.
Okay, thank you.
Can we use...
Thank you, but... We cannot carry those stick figures,
right,
even in the elevator.
That's why we're trying to help you.
We're trying to help you.
All right. We're going to move on.
So my question.
We will try to find space. And the storage unit isn't a horrible idea. What about the steel? No, we're not going
to
have an answer.
Be aware.
We'll talk about that as we go through the budget.
Let me see if I can join.
Okay.
I've got one more question for 5 minutes.
$2,500. You've already spoken in the 5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Going to department head reports. The chief still here? Yes, he is. There he is.
Put in your box. You had four arrests for a total of 74 for the year. One for possession of stolen property. It was actually a stolen vehicle. It was stolen out of the X1 RV. We recovered that vehicle in some standards cars. One for one person, we had a mental health warrant on Main Street, and we had a violation of a release order arrest. We wrote 32 traffic tickets in the last 2 weeks, 25 written warnings, 2 parking violations, we had no car traffic. We did 6 sets of civilian strikes the last 2 weeks. I gave you a brief rundown of what we did. Under notes, just want to note, like Halloween had a outstanding turnout. I know it was warm. At one point, you couldn't get through some of the streets. You just sat and watched. It was, but we had no incidents related to Halloween during that. It was just a great event. It was probably the best one I've seen in a long time. And I noticed people are starting to pop up with more stuff, almost like you're taking more pride in turn. More people have found. We also had the pleasure on the 9th, after the team won the championship, we threw together a last minute hometown pride from Exit 5, Castleton, fire police units. And we went down the south side and up through. It was pretty wild to see the kids were a couple of them hanging out on the bus. It was great. I mean, I know I got to 40,000 times, which I thought that was pretty impressive. And I also want to just acknowledge, I know that Sean had, when I talked about Sean's retirement, but he officially retired from the department the 1st of November. He stayed through to provide our firearms training for this year. His firearms certification expired on the 31st of October, so he's retired November 1st after 27 years of service.
Thank you.
So just wanted to acknowledge him again. I know we talked prior. So the last 2 weeks we had 126 calls for service. We're at 3296 for the year. And the revenue report will be
Are you staying for budget?
Yes.
Anybody have questions?
The car that was team and standards Camaro? Wow.
Did recover that. It was actually in Bennington in a storage facility. The person we arrested, which hasn't been public. The case isn't solved. In fact, a couple more arrests.
Right.
That's why his name isn't public yet. But the car was located in Bennington in a storage facility. Didn't pay the bill. The owners cut the lock off. They went and found the car, reported it to Bennington PD. They said, yeah, that car's stolen. We'll be over to get it. The owner went back, locked it. In the meantime, whoever found it, whoever had the car, cut it. We have pictures of it leaving on a flatbed. And that was in August. We happened to recover it in Rutland City. Too bad it even passed.
Prior. Right.
We did have the car back. So.
Question for the chief.
Good.
Thank you, sir. We're talking again.
Thank you.
Okay, real quick.
The lead line inventory finished up last week, and letters did go out to those residents who didn't respond to the request for
how many?
200 and change. So if anybody's out there and they did get a letter that said, hey, there's a warning about, you know, lead in your water because you didn't respond to the lead line inventory request. If you get that letter, give me a call so that way we can take you off the list. But that's why you got that letter. We talked about the audit. The grant for Skyline was submitted, the second grant. That's another $60,000 to do that study. That's in the queue. MERP came through. So I got an email today about the MERP grant. The town received $386,000 for heating and air conditioning, as well as some additional ADA improvements and some money to seal the envelope of the building. I'm going to submit, so Lyle and Cooper came in last meeting. I'm going to submit a priority project for housing and for Skyline, as he had recommended. At DPW, they've been working on weatherizing. Did you guys notice that the fountain was out yet?
No, I
didn't look out. So they're winterizing things right now. They worked on the restroom trailer. They were at the airport and at the cemeteries taking care of the water lines. That's what they're up to now. You've been up to the airport. You see that the guys moved some of those grindings onto Munger Road to improve that road. Expecting the solar project to go in. Town renovation, we talked about the MERP. We're on the list to get the soffit painted in 2025. I don't know if I told you guys that or not, but we finally got on somebody's list. Cameras go in the week of 11-8, next week. So the security cameras go in next week in Town Hall, the park, and the
playground.
Yeah. And just as a heads up, that's all the updates I had, but just as a heads up, we're supposed to have a meeting on Christmas Eve. I'm assuming we don't want to have a meeting on Christmas Eve.
Nope.
Okay. So I've scheduled the budget or the budget discussions around that, but yeah, so I won't schedule a meeting for the 24th. And that's what I got for you tonight.
That is highlighted.
Yeah.
Trying to
get in there to get it done.
Questions for how many? Okay. Normal business. Appointment to the Rutland Emergency Management Committee.
This is our annual appointment of Chief Humphreys and Chief Heller to the Rutland Emergency Management. We have the paperwork filled out. We just need approval of the board and the chairperson to sign the document.
Make that motion.
Do you need a motion?
I do have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we appoint the police chief and our fire chief to our emergency management.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Trash hauling contract.
Yes. So this is we have a 3-year contract with Casella that ends in June 2025. I was wondering if the board wanted to extend this contract for the additional 2 years. I did reach out to Casella and ask them for some numbers. They haven't got back to me yet. But right now they've done an excellent job. No complaints. I don't know if you wanted to wait till we got the numbers back or if you wanted to just move on with life and approve it.
There's not a lot of other outfits out there that can handle us. However, we should put it out at least in some way, I would think. Some sort of, and the contract is up, and when did you say?
2025, but there's a 2-year extension if the board so chooses to do that, to make it a 5-year contract.
What's your pleasure, folks?
So there's not many outfits. I mean, what do you got? Them and
I'd like to see some numbers though.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, something that makes some sense.
It's like handing out a blank check. You're right. I feel more comfortable if they're saying it was going to be the same. So you have an idea.
If we can guarantee it to be the same,
I suspect there'll be an increase, but they have been doing an outstanding job, much as I would have thought I never would have said that. And years past, but they have.
But if they'd like to charge us less for the contract, I wouldn't have a bit of a problem. The price of gas is going down, inflation's going the right direction. Just assuming everything has to increase is, I'd be more inclined.
Sure. All right. So we'll hear about the audit contract.
Yep, it's that time of year for everything. So the audit contract or audit services contract was up. This is the final audit that Ron's contract was going to cover. We did release this. We sent the RFP to some auditing houses as well as posted it online on the website that the state of Vermont uses for all of their bids. And we only got one response, and it was RHR Smith. Their current auditor. The contract, it is up a little bit. I think it was at $18,000 last year. It's at $19,500 for next year's audit, $19,500 the year after, and then $21,000 for the 2027 audit. So it's
not terrible.
No, yeah.
It's not the same. Not your spikes. Make a motion to approve the auditing contract with RHR Smith and Company.
Second.
I'll second it.
Comments, questions? It makes sense to one way to stay with the guy.
And it includes the single audit.
The single audit is, let me look.
Or do we need to add 2,500? That's my only question.
Single audit is $5,000. We may or may not need a single audit. But I did put for in the budget, I did budget for one single audit for this year.
Okay. Which is different than this motion, but it'll be in our budget.
Is the threshold still $750,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've used a lot of those federal funds the last couple of years, and we're not getting anything. We're not really bringing in a ton of money right now for feds anyway. So.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a comment. The gentleman that was speaking, I was impressed with that.
The bulldog?
The Mr. gentleman. Smith?
The bulldog? Mr.
Yeah. Smith?
Is that what he's called? The
bulldog? That's what I call him.
I was very impressed with the comments he was making and just.
That is bullying conscious.
And
this way has to be.
Yep.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. We're on for another 3 years with the
bulldog. And you know, he doesn't just come in and find the errors. If we find something like Teresa was saying, he actually helps us through the process. So he's really knowledgeable.
Right. I like the part that she said, like, don't be afraid to ask for help because if you don't know, you don't know. That's what they'd rather hear. They'd rather hear you say that than you BS some kind of answer.
Yeah. And I think we hit on a person that can do that. That's good. Purchase option for Skyline. Inform us.
Yep. So this goes back to that grant that we just talked about or that I just mentioned for the Skyline study. Now this is totally, I want to be 100% clear. The town does not intend to buy the Skyline building nor lease the Skyline building. This agreement just allows the town to take that grant money and then send the contractors in to do the study. If that's clear enough. We did send this is drafted by our lawyers. We sent this to the owner of the Skyline building. We haven't heard back from him yet.
So there's no action tonight, I guess.
But essentially, this is just, if I understand it correctly, it's a pass-through grant that we have done a number of times for different things, the Marble House, Apple Tree, where the Fairhaven is the political entity that is written on the grant, but it's going to go to two other people or two other organizations.
This particular grant, we have a contractor that's going to go in and do the study and then provide that study to the town as well as to the owner.
And so they will have that. We will have that. The two people that are trying to develop Skyline into another affordable housing unit like it was, we'll have that to show to people who might be interested. That's what it's all about. So they'll have all the particulars. Is the dust collector good? Is the compressors good? You know, all nuts and bolts. But that's where we're at. So we got to just hear from the owners. All right. Well, so much for all the fun stuff.
Mm.
John, do you have a copy of the budget you're
going to
go
with? Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to use one of my old ones.
We have the same numbers?
We won't have the same numbers for stuff we've already talked about. We'll have the same numbers for what we
talk about tonight.
Tonight, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's the last meeting one. So, So, select board, so there's going to be a huge increase in pay.
Enormous.
Yep. Looks like a 0%. Same process, folks. We'll just go down if anything bothers you, let us know. Just for transparency, there is no increase, but it's select board pay. Okay. Anything on select board? We're down 13%. It's a wonderful thing.
I'd like to come back to the economic development portion. Perhaps after the next economic development meeting. I think that's one thing we'd have to understand is how we're going to spend money and on what initiatives for. I think those conversations just can't happen this year.
To that point, the going in for zero versus 5,000, I can understand, because if it shows the 5,000 that we, the actual was only 1,075 in fiscal year 24, but there's quite a bit of things that are being worked on. And if you're not funded, I don't know how you do anything with zero funding. So I agree. I just.
Trying to keep it low. There are sometimes you have to spend money to make money, as I said.
Well,
I don't think we should cut it down totally.
We're working on, if we were able, like at one time that 5,000 came, 3,000 to work towards website maintenance and upkeep. Well, it's still got to be done. Our website is getting worse and worse. So we need to at least 3,000 for the website updating. The other $2,000 was the IBC, who you heard Lorraine talk earlier about things they do out of their own pocket and everything. But we've been telling them all along that don't exceed $2,000. Well, we have a bulletin board that we're working on a $2,000. Now we can put zero here. We still get a bulletin board. Still got to pay $2,000. And there's zero says,
but you have
no.
Do you have
so that's the reason the 5,000 was there. So I mean, just.
Do you have a number? I mean,
5,000, that same okay. 5,000 that was there okay. was actually, okay. I rather than coming back,
okay. Let's put it there until further notice.
I mean, we might come back after in order to get where we are and say, life's tough. And there's some things we're not going to do. Not going to update the website, and we're not going to do the communication bulletin board next year. That's what it would come down to. So I would see the 5,000.
The website update seems really important. I'm just not sure that's the right place for it.
Right.
It affects more than just development of it. It affects people.
Really.
Yeah, so we got to find a place for it, and we got to find a place for that number.
So there is money in the municipal building under tech
connection now,
something like that. Yeah, we have an annual contract that she just maintains the site to keep it going.
Okay, well, let's get to that, and maybe that's the way we adjust this line item. But anyways, at this point, we'll put the five in. Yeah, as a placeholder, if nothing else.
Okay.
All good with that? Town manager? Any questions there? Those are meetings, that's enough?
I see you're getting the same increase the board is.
Yeah, right. Big money time.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. I'm moving on. Emergency management. Someplace, yeah. There it is. Page five. if I'm not mistaken, most of that is taken up by the testing they do on the generator we have at grade school.
100%. Yeah, that's the generator maintenance and any fuel that has to go into it.
Yep. Is there anything, and that's probably something to ask Jim, but I mean, is there any technicalities we need to get through because the school is not ours anymore? I probably asked this last year as well, but I would very much like not to find out that we're doing something wrong when you know, the cars are floating by.
True. I'll ask Jim.
Yeah, because it's not our school. We just can't walk into it. I don't know.
We're paying for this maintenance. It's not our school.
Well, it's our
generator. It's our
emergency shelter.
I put you though. You should make sure that it's ours to use.
I don't even know if we have keys to the place, to be honest with you. So. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make sense that we don't, but that's an emergency.
I have a passport card.
Okay.
All school
okay. Well, don't go anyplace, ever.
You can't retire.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stay here. Okay. So, having said that, we will move on with some answers coming from later. Police department. Questions, comments? My first question, are you fully staffed?
Yeah.
Okay.
At one point you'll see like the part-time number and the overtime go down.
Yeah.
This year.
That'll tell too. Oh, we have a nice quiet year. Why did I say that?
Sit here.
Yeah. Why?
Sleep, please. I gotta go. Stupid.
Most of the numbers haven't really changed much other than your contract raises. Most everything's close. Yeah, holding the gas, I think we upped it a little bit, not knowing where it was going to go, and who knows now. Supposedly it's coming down, but we'll see how long that goes down. And hopefully.
SRO's up a little bit above the 3%.
There will be a change in that position coming very soon, so the pay will actually be less.
Okay.
That's not official yet, but
okay.
We'll be changing officers.
Well, let us know. Yep. Let us know. If we can get it into this budget, that would be nice. Anybody got anything, any questions there?
Actually, we probably did.
No. When you know, we can adjust.
Yeah, it'll be before final.
Okay. Police training. Police vehicles.
Maintenance repairs are very high this year.
Yeah. How was our maintenance fleet? How was our goal fleet?
Pretty good, other than the one car, the last car we bought, had a reoccurring issue with the transfer case.
Is it the one we got from Castleton?
No. No, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
The last hybrid we bought has had an ongoing issue with transfer case, being all-wheel drive, then the rear-wheel drive. We took it over there. We threw a couple $1,000 at what they said was sensors. It worked until we got back here. It's now back there again. They're telling me now that it's $2,000 to put a transfer case in it. And it's not very nice to know when they said you're throwing parts at it. What's the problem? So hopefully I'll have a better handle on that this week. But outside of that, most of them, I mean, there are some of them are getting older, but we have not had a lot of issues. That's been the newest car we have. It's the problem. But,
yeah. Oh.
But it's there,
this isn't another.
You have to look at it this way. We paid 25 for that car, passed one budget car. So in theory, we didn't outlay $50,000 for a new car. We outlay 25. We had to put the money. So we're still, I think we're still ahead of the game. But so far, so good.
Any questions, comments there? If not, where's the fire department? Probably.
I just sent them a text saying we were a little bit ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what time was this supposed to be? 30. Yeah, we are ahead.
We're doing good tonight.
What did we do? What else we got on that?
Animal
control. Which is kind of.
Air part. We're not.
No.
Animal control. You're right.
Any comments on animal control, Chief?
No, I'm just having trouble staff. We're staff at the moment on how long it's going to be. That seems to be fine. Ultimately, we'd like to find somebody retired and available. That's kind of difficult. Not a high paying job, and it's not a lot of hours, so it's hard to get that job. Somebody to focus on.
It ain't me, I can tell you that. So we're not doing the rabies clinic, is that the start?
Yes, yeah. I guess we're not.
Why?
Is that a good thing not to do that, though?
No, it is not a good thing not to do that.
No, I don't know. I think we ought to rethink that.
Really. I don't think we have any choice. I think this comes from the town clerk. That's the problem.
No.
I thought the supplier, that the person who actually does the shots isn't doing them anymore. It was more of
town clerk didn't want to do it anymore.
No, it was
my mistake. I take that back.
I didn't want to speak out of turn, but I think that's exactly what it was. We just don't have somebody to actually do it anymore.
Right. We had the person.
So the Rutland vet clinics don't want to do it anymore.
I guess it was the young lady up here in Fairhaven at the
closed. Yeah. Well, can we chase that a little bit maybe and ask
sure.
Rutland?
Yeah. Rutland vet used
that hospital now. How about the new folks?
Yeah. Jump to them. They're nice people.
And for what I hear you saying is a placeholder. Do we put $1,750? We don't know what the amount would be, but just something. Yeah. So we have a placeholder there?
I think we should.
I think I actually thought the town clerk
did a
pretty good job of reaching out and getting more dogs licensed.
After the shots,
and it ties in with the baby shot.
Yeah.
So I'd like to have us keep working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Working. I would love, I thought that, and I apologize profusely because I thought it was our. End of the deal.
Okay,
good. That's good to know.
Yeah, we will have to find some staffing though.
They usually see what it people looks like. To come help.
Yeah.
The day of.
Well, the clerk has to do the dog licenses.
Mm.
So, you know, so that, okay. Let's make sure that she's still on board for that. If we can find somebody.
Okay. You get any back from Mudge? Well, let's go through this, and there's no need to wait. We're on a roll. So let's go to firefighting, and if somebody shows, if not, we'll move on. Start with firefighting department. I think they have a salary. Does that reflect that they've got an increase in their staff?
They do. They have. In fact, I talked to Don Proctor today, and they have a bunch of new young staff that came on board. It also is 3% to bring those folks back up to minimum wage because the state keeps bumping minimum wage up. Yep.
Questions just keep asking. I mean, insurance is insurance.
Yeah. It looked like the medical expenses on page 7, the 79.00 when it took a, we were talking 300, 200, and then 3,000 by 20. It just seemed to take a pretty big jump. Even for more.
I wonder if that's like an for the firehouse.
What am I looking at?
Page 7.
It's 45, 10, 79. So it's top of the top line on
top line on page 7.
Yeah, top line.
Yep. So I do have Jim's notes if there's questions. And this is 20 physicals and 6 fit tests. So 20 physicals at $20 a piece. I'm sorry, 20 physicals at 170 a piece, and then 6 fit tests at $20 each. And that's where that number came from.
Okay, so that doesn't happen every year. It happens once every group. Because I was just looking at the actuals, it was so much higher. Yeah, I was just curious what the jump was. And not that it was.
No, that's actually good news.
Yeah, that's good. It means we have more people.
We have more people on. That's fantastic.
And the same with the insurance. He wrote the firefighter insurance is bumped up to $2,800. And then VLCT is at $400. Okay. VLCT is where we saw the bump.
Good.
Fire department training. Nothing there that really dues and meetings went up, but that's, you know, $560. It's not the end of the world. Maintenance. Fire department communications. That's up a bit.
Yeah,
so looks large.
Yeah, under communication, they had an increase in their phone and data. So they have 3 iPads. One of them was just defunct. They got that replaced, which brought another line back online. So that's what you're seeing. That's what that increase is just bringing their iPads back. Back up. They're using that more for their equipment, their truck equipment, so that way they can track the maintenance of it.
So that might be a one-time hit, and then it slides back to the 1,000, 1,500.
I would expect, we've seen an increase on our phone lines, too. Phone and electricity, I would expect that to stay.
It's probably, if they got 3 iPads, they're probably replacing one a year or so.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't be surprised, and we hope they do. Any other questions, folks?
About communication.
That was ominous.
Fire department equipment. I'm turning the page.
What's the status of our new truck? Is that?
Been ordered, been worked on, and being built.
I know Jim. He got their specs in time to beat the request, beat the cutoff for that extra emissions for the engine. So he saved $80,000 on new emissions. They've been going back and forth, and he'll know more than I do, obviously. But they've been going back and forth with the builder to kind of tweak it to get it the way they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as I know so far. That's all I know about that one.
Under the equipment, under 4580 56.20, the air pack maintenance, jumped to 8,000. We just have a lot of air packs that were that came due at once. That was pretty good.
I thought we were doing a pretty good job of doing a few every year, but we may have.
I think there was a wicked increase on that. Also, if I remember right, I heard something about that.
Was right. So I have the notes. So Jim was, I guess, kind of part of the topic, but as an aside, Jim has been trying for years to get a grant for this because it is so expensive and it's so in demand that we just haven't won yet. And I think he just couldn't wait anymore. So the compressor service is $700. There's a big compressor out, you know, out back that they have to maintain. Their annual test is $75 each for 13 of the setups. So that turns into cash. They're replacing six cylinders at $900 each. So that's your big bump. I don't know how often they'll have to replace that.
So that'll slide back closer.
I don't know if they have to replace more, but they're definitely saying they're going to replace six this year.
Right.
I would bet it's going to stay. I don't know if it'll be that high, but it's
okay.
Yeah. The whole air pack situations are expensive because you can maintain them for so long and then they're obsolete no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so.
No, I'm just curious why it took more, why it took a jump.
Yep.
The other one on there seemed to be a big jump on 4580-83 machinery and equipment. Let's see here. It wasn't really a huge jump when it went from 8 to 9,000, but there was the actual in fiscal year 24 was 17,000. And then 8,000. Then I'm looking at the actual 23 was 590.46. It just looked like it was all over. And I'm saying, what's the machinery and equipment? And I think the answer to that was getting completely outfitted up to all the new people. Was that?
Yeah, so we have bought some gear in the past. This year, we do have a lot of staff on board going through training, but we got three helmets, five pairs of boots, because you got to have the special boots. Let's see, 100 foot of hose, which we did have our hose tested last year, and they found some deficiencies. So we're replacing some hose bit by bit. And then whatever a four-way hydro valve is, I don't know what that is, but that's $3,000.
Run four hoses. I assume
that's, I don't know.
I mean, it's a good problem to have, but we got more people on the fire department, more equipment's needed for them, but
they've been better coverage. Busy the last week.
They've
structure fire down the last down week.
Boldly over Whitehall.
Two over Whitehall that they responded to.
Mm-hmm. They've been busy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we're good. It's just duly noted as former. Former Western chairman used to say, duly noted. Forest fire warden is the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we are planning to do tonight, right? We did animal control. Always. Chief, are you still out there? One question. Dispatch, you heard any rumblings?
No, nope, I went to a meeting and then there's another meeting coming up. One of the things on the agenda is how to create a dispatch center like New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's the direction we're going, but we had a bunch of town hall meetings and I think they got a lot of pushback from the local. But I haven't heard any more than that. I do, if I can find the email when it is, I'll email you. Hope it didn't go by out right now. If somebody wanted to attend that.
Yeah, that's probably something that should be represented anyway.
Always looking at on the fire department. If Chief Heller was here, I was going to ask him about. I know they've been wanting that to replace that standard pickup truck, and we're going to be talking about reserve accounts. And we pretty much drained the fire department vehicle and equipment reserve account.
Yeah, we did.
And in order to buy any new vehicles or new equipment, we'll be needing to start putting some money in that reserve account sooner rather than later. I just wanted to make sure. I'm sure he wants an oar and a water on that because they've been mentioning quite a bit about wanting to replace that brush truck, I guess, that they had up there.
We'll get the chief to start searching out vehicles for him.
That meeting is the 14th at 1 o'clock. I know I have another training that I'm attending at 1. I want to do it because I'm fun. But it's the agenda is starting up
early.
The Supply Dispatch Association of Mike, New Hampshire. Don't know what that means. I don't know if you guys can
You're right.
That is the 14th at 1. Anybody want to attend that? Are you guys going to the same white?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll take the 14th.
Was that the one that they sent out today?
Is that
I saw an email from
a couple days
ago. Was
that Thursday?
Probably, yes.
Probably do that.
And it's virtual. Theme music.
Hurrah. Oh, here.
I'll get that forwarded to you guys.
Not wanting to recover. We took a pass without you. Didn't take the good news. We didn't take any money away from any line item. So, I wanted to give you a chance to. Is there anything that you wanted to?
Yeah, we had to say there's a couple things here that we want some explanation by, and there's actually a couple other things that have come down the pike since that was done that happened. Address in one way or another. So that's
just when I thought we were going to be done.
Yeah.
Whipped right through there.
Well, you know how it is.
Give them the opportunity to talk.
They come all the way.
It's your fault.
You know how it is.
That's good.
When we're going on, you're going by your agenda.
I'm like, oh, okay.
And I said, Billy's just finishing. I go, oh, you done? Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead,
guys. Not a problem. Okay, a couple things that we throw in here that I'm sure you noticed probably require a little explanation. One of the things we're looking at considering or having the town consider is to extend our compensation for training. And the reason being a couple fold, it's a recruitment and retention thing. We have probably more probationary members, although we just lost one. She's moving to New Hampshire for the time being. But we have more probationary members at this time than we've had in quite some time in my memory, which is great because they're young, they're aggressive. Hopefully, some of them, their family situation indicates they may be sticking around for a while and not fly-by-nighters, which is always nice. Hard to judge because you invest in a firefighter. You invest time, you invest effort, you invest money, you invest equipment, and it's nice when you get some return for your investment, even if it's not here. Sometimes somebody will move into town that's already trained, ready to go. That's great. We're in the process, actually, of adopting a new category of membership, which we're calling an associate membership, people that have a tie with the town and the fire service. We have some members that are career firefighters out of state that have a pro-work for certification, they're certified interior firefighters and have, for one reason or another, either employment or living situation, have a tie with the town. And if they happen to be available, it's a body. It's a trained body in a truck. A trained body in a truck is something that any way, shape, or manner we can get them.
As long as they're certified, they can
exactly.
go.
And the insurance doesn't exactly. bother. And
they're
already
They're already a member.
Training standards.
So they are covered as any other member. They're trained. They provide their training records, update their training records. So the ways to think outside of the box to try to deal with the manpower situation. It's not unique to us. It's everybody's in the same boat. So this is something that we're thinking Chief Proctor and my captain, Wayne Charlton, went to a seminar put on by National Volunteer Fire Council And one of the things that they were, the tracks in the seminar was improvement in retention. This is, they say it's a nationwide problem. The suggestion that they had is take care of your members. And every other department in town, water, wastewater, DPW, DD, they're all compensated for training. So that's something we wanted to throw out as a possibility to try to keep some people. Another thing we're adopting in this budget is annual physicals, which is something we should have been doing 30 years ago. Right now we have two classifications of firefighter. We have an interior firefighter who is firefighter one, or we have a minimum of two modules out of firefighter one that we require, and a sign off from our training people who are my assistant chief, Tom Fusil, is a state instructor. So it's got to be certified to his standards as a state instructor, as a bare minimum. We recommend firefighter one, but firefighter one, when I first took it, was a 48-hour course. And what is it now, 200 and something?
You might as well call it 220.
Yeah, 220 hours. Starts in September and it ends like the next March. Big commitment for people.
It's like a bowling league.
The problem is the Fire Academy and the programs, which are great, but they are designed by and for the career fire service. They offer plenty of programs during the day. They offer plenty of programs for ABC shift. But they don't offer a lot for the poor guy who's got to work during the day. So something else we got to work around. But so we should have been doing physicals a long time ago. There's an outside company that comes in. They do those. We certify to a interior level and a support level, which are different physical requirements. But we want to make sure, especially our interior people, are up to the job. And Altney does been doing this for a while. New York State, it's been mandatory. The problem is a lot of things that are mandatory, but they don't bite you unless somebody gets hurt. And somebody knocks on the door and starts asking questions. There's no forward incentive to do it other than, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Why wasn't this standard followed?
They're getting your liabilities.
There you go.
But it's not mandatory now.
It's mandatory. It's mandatory under NFPA. And NFPA is a national standard that only comes into play when somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. And I'm not disagreeing with the idea. No,
that's the problem. Is there isn't, New York is a little bit more forward as far as saying, okay, this you got to do every year, bang, 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 and have a program to do it. Vermont, it's not an OSHA state, it has a state OSHA, and therefore it's a little bit different. But the standard you're held to is national, is still the same. The lawyer will still know that. So that's that. Other than that, going down, not a heck of a lot that we've changed. We are looking to add a couple of data lines for tablets in the fire trucks. So our mapping software, and also we have truck check software. So that can all be done on an iPad. iPad stays in the truck. You've got a Wi-Fi hotspot that you can use for communication purposes. So we're looking to do that. Captain Charlton's been working on some pricing on that. So we kick some money in there to cover some of that cost. Dispatching, we're still in a 5-year agreement. It goes up, $200 or so a year. Of course, the year is split because they do it on a calendar year. So it's half, the increase is only for half of it. It's covered in each fiscal year. But that hasn't changed. That 5-year agreement is still good. So under communication, I got two radio installs and are anticipating next year when we get our new piece, we could just transfer the radios in, but we'd have to pay out around that to install them. Other than that, there's a big jump on air pack maintenance because we do have 6 bottles that will expire under this fiscal year and would need replacement. Again, that's contingent on us at some point hooking a grant to replace that with a new system. We've filed, I think we've been rejected the last three times on the AFG grant. There's another cycle that opens up in a couple weeks. We're going to hammer that again. We've also found a couple other sources for grant funding that we started applying to. Firehouse Subs has a grant program. We missed the last round, but another round starts in January. And what was the other nation?
National Volunteer Fire Council.
What was the insurance one? Was it State Farm?
Yeah, State Farm backing.
State Farm Insurance has a $500,000 grant program that we had an application in on. The thing opened up at 10 in the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they shut it down because they had too many applications. But what they had so many applications, they doubled it, and they made it $1 million. They awarded $1 million. We got a turn down on that, but again, that's coming around again. So we put on B. Laramie as an administrative assistant, and her first project was completely going through our constitutional bylaws, our standard operating guidelines, our application packet, applicable town policies are all in a binder, and they're all also on the cloud. So they're easily amended, they're easily changed, they're easily updated, and every member has a hard copy. That was her first project. We've got her working on grants for us now. She has the time that we don't. We have the knowledge between the two of us. We're trying to get something done. Get some more to get another revenue stream. Okay.
She volunteering this time?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's got a marketing background at the hospital, and she also is a former director of Fire and Rescue, so she has an emergency services background. So it's a natural for her, plus she loves us.
We've been up every week for the last 52 weeks to put that SOG together.
Joe's got a copy. Here's a little one.
Good for her. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's been a real godsend for us. So that's pretty much the highlights of what we've got. A couple things that have come up since then, and that stuff that we could consider in this budget or splitting, or again, I don't know what we're going to end up with this year with the operating budget on the repair and maintenance of the apparatus, because we did sink a good chunk of change early on. It went through both pumps and got everything that needed to be done. So it was like $8,000 worth of work. But everything is operating the way it's supposed to now. Our ER is now 13 years old. So, that was the first major work we've done on that since we got it. So we've got, a lot of little things. We did upgrade our primer on it to one that has a fluid, so it's lubricable, because that set up and, had some valves to build and stuff along the line. We've got do have a little transmission hit there that Avalanche has been working with us on. It's probably a programming issue, but we're tracing that down the road. One thing we do need to consider at some point, either this year, this budget, or next budget, is replacing tires. Because as I said, they're 13 years old, basically just based on age. And that's about a $4,000 item. So whether we split that between two budgets to pay for it, or how we want to consider that, as I said, that came in after I made the budget up. But that's something we need to consider. And another thing that we may want to split between two budgets, too, because it covers 2 years, we did, for the first time that we've ever done it, a couple weeks ago, Holding Fire booked the burn building at the Fire Academy in Pittsburgh for a live fire training, and they invited us up. They paid for the burn building. We bought breakfast, they bought lunch, and we had 10 or 12 that made the trip up. We had some interior people and some support people, and they got a full day, and they did like 6 or 7 evolutions, and using our equipment, Holding's equipment, and they got a really good day. It was a very worthwhile day. especially for the new people that had a lot of active firefighting experience. So we want to make that an annual thing. Only fair that we split the cost. So we're looking at alternating each year or whatever on the burn building, and that's about a $4,000 day. Pay for the state instructors, everybody's got to be there.
With live fire?
But yeah, it's the only opportunity you get for live fire. It's doing it with donated buildings is pretty much a thing of the past. It's the liability issues are through the roof. The regulations make it damn near impossible. And despite your best efforts, it's really not a completely controlled environment, whereas the burn building is. You have professionals there to handle every aspect of it. Again, designed by and for career people, but we can get some good get juice out of it. I mean, we pay for it too.
So that's obviously training.
That would, right, that would be a bump there that we could, you know, we could bump with $2,000 and add that for the year. Cover that, you just split it with that. You know, that would be in.
Those meetings are educational, or is
all of our registration course costs would be at a dues and meeting, so you can stick it in there. And I think that's pretty much sums up where we're at.
Well, that would be. That would be 2,000 there.
Yeah, if you did 2,000 each budget year, you'd be able to.
Okay.
You know, you go over 1 year and under the next, but it would be a wash.
So is the are we asking to take the 3,600 and move it 5,600 to add 2,000 to it? I'm looking at.
That's.
Am I looking at the right line item?
That may have something. That may have something to do with it. Gets us closer to that actual.
It doesn't get us. You know how you split the cost with both? It's just halfway to, I know you said it was 4,000.
But if you do every other year, it would come out there. Right. I mean, that's the problem with stuff that's multi-year is it doesn't come out clean, but if you're around long enough, it comes out.
Let's put 5,625 instead of 3,000.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's the right line. That's under dues and meetings.
That's the one that we're talking about.
That's where we cover all our registration costs.
Training also.
Right. So that would be the same as, you know, the registration costs for a seminar or a regional school.
Okay. Hey, the other question,
Tires.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how everything else is going to shake out maintenance-wise. I know this year, you know, we burned a lot of money up front because that front line or that bulldog bill came in. They did that like July, August. So that was early in this year. I don't know where we're going to come up with. You know, if we have anything left over, we can kick that towards it. And then, you know, see where we're at next year. Again, on maintenance, what they're doing this year.
Further trying to see if we can make it there. We still, before you got here, I mentioned that in buying and getting that new fire truck, we took our reserves down to nothing.
And right.
We got to start putting some money because you got to replace equipment.
The other half of that project is replacing that brush truck with that. With something that's got a crew cab to carry the people that we're losing the people space for and equipment space to cover the equipment space that we're losing. So that was another part of the project, and you can speak to that.
You know that?
Go ahead.
So kind of, whether it's tonight and you want to put it off to another time, but just at least it's on your radar, did a little pre-work on what it would be to, I guess, somewhat to... So you guys can have the discussions, give us some direction on what we need to be looking at. More likely than not, it's going to be a one-ton chassis. It's going to be four doors, gas. We don't need a diesel. Biggest key to that, automatic transmission. We have CDL drivers that don't get drive standard. That's a common place you find very much so.
That's almost what it is.
And that's usually how we break people in with that truck, just to make that balance. I went down to, I was coming back up through, so I stopped at, well, I don't know if it's Ross Chevy Square, but the Dwight Hall Chevy dealer, because I know we've got the town truck there. Oh, they got one not recently.
Yeah,
just got to get a buffer.
That one the week I was like, I'll say like 80,000.
That was there. So the base truck, what number, kind of playing the Sourcewell slash, you know, governmental pricing or whatever. You're looking around, if you go with a brand new truck, not counting body, extra, you know, pumps, anything like that, as far as like wild, it's like this truck is going to be more, a little bit, it's still very much a brush truck, but it's heavily a utility slash brush truck. I think its primary job is going to be utility, meaning bringing your interior firefighters and stuff like that and having equipment on it. That was around like anywhere from, well, obviously 53 to 58,000, whether you went with a dually rear end or you went with a pickup chassis, which the pickup chassis obviously has a body already in the back and you can do slide in. I would think, me personally, again, we'd have to talk it all over. I would lean more towards a dually because we already have a dually. It's safer if you have a heavier weight, less experienced drivers. We have a very aggressive driving program. But again, you go from your little Honda and driving this big truck, you know, you're pushing in a corner, it looks like it, let's not have a problem. The other option, which I don't know, we're, you know, everybody likes a brand new truck, but we put that goal in working with you guys to try to keep the cost down towards the new truck you were kind enough to work with us and the town people to order. Do we look at a good used route? Because there is some trucks out there that would fit our goals with the utility body, four-door cab. It's got age to a point sometimes doesn't bother us because our truck currently is at about 95, isn't it? You know, it doesn't get a lot of mileage. If it's done right and taken care of, I'm going to throw a number with a body. It may be a pump or, you know, they make them slide in now. They'll replace ours or we can maybe build it. We can figure those details out. 35 to 50 will buy you a pretty, I looked at one at like 20 to 30,000 miles on it. You know, some more affluent fire companies, sometimes see them, I'm going to say it out of New Jersey, New York, stuff like that. There's some very perpetual turnover and they're very kind and their price, especially support departments like ours, where we can maybe look at that. I guess it's just to bring the conversation to you guys to let us know when we, you know, we don't want to wait till the day the new truck's back and then be like, oh, we got to do something. Well, it's not fair to you and it's not fair to us. We'd like to start the process and get a feeling or a talk discussion.
When are you thinking about it?
Well, we got, so we ordered the new truck was 500 days, right?
Yeah, new truck should be here, I would say ballpark roughly this time next year.
This time next year.
So do we work towards, you know, over the winter, putting some stuff together and ideas, and next summer maybe work towards that goal when people are updating and stuff?
Well, we're just talking
where your budgets and stuff are. I don't know. We're
talking about reserve accounts, and that's where we're wondering.
You know, think you should be bumping up a little bit on that, or, so, you know.
2 years would be max.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
You
know.
Yep. I would say,
the auditor mentioned there might be some opportunity.
Right.
And reserve accounts to ask the voters to take some reserve account monies that we have
right.
and put it to something. So my preference would be sooner rather than later that you put your plan together.
Yep.
We get an idea of what that amount is so that I would love to see something on March's ballot if we reallocated some reserve money. That, for example, would say $50,000 to replace the truck, because even if that got voted in, the timing wouldn't be too far off from when the new truck and you needed that. I'm worried the new truck's going to come in, and we're still, if that's a solution, you got to wait for another vote.
Truck that's a 95 that's still.
And there's value, obviously, in that 95 and the ETA.
Right.
That's going to come back, hopefully.
Right.
I don't know if it'll cover it all, but it'll put a good chicken and a half of it.
It's a chunk. Okay, so a chunk counts.
There's been a lot of interest in that. Again, when you put it out to bid or whatever you guys do, we'll see. But, I mean, when you go to buy a rated pickup truck, and I know it's not uncommon to walk through some lots and they're 80 grand a piece, the 95 with the standard and no emissions looks pretty good to somebody, you know, for just a... You know,
the other thing I would do is look over your left shoulder and talk to Almonte Slim over here.
Slim.
He's a wheeler and a dealer when it comes to It's out kind of out of his bailiwick, but
we've been doing our homework too. We started it, but we don't, you know, it's like I've been in sales. You get in, especially the car guys, you're like, you put a little interest in there, you're gonna buy it tomorrow? Well, no, we're not there. And that's, you know, it's that battle. I try to be upfront with them, like, hey, we're just trying to get our projected ideas together of where we're coming from so we can bring you educated information to tell us where we should be going. So you're not blindsided and we're not blindsided and everybody works together. When would that have to be posted to go on the ballot if we did something?
Middle of January.
January, and when the board back us,
well, we've got a lot of homework to do too.
But if we had an idea, we'd know.
We can talk about it if it doesn't happen. I understand that. I don't want to have to go out if I don't have to. The signature thing on top of putting that all together with everything else we got going. If that's fair, we put a lot of effort. You know, we've added 5 people. It doesn't sound like a lot, but we went to Whitehall the other day. Sunday afternoon, perfect day, with 10 people. We walked in and we didn't take a hill. We took a forest fire on a mountain like that. We were back working with North Grand, but we had a separate division of a fire. I stayed at the bottom. We sent 2 officers up the hill and we had the others. We had guys that could run up and down the hill. I mean, we got one guy that runs like 8 miles for fun. You know, I don't. But, you know, but that's what we're getting by putting the time into Apple Fest and putting the time into all these other events. That's drawing the environment. If I get one, I'll get another because he's got a friend or she's got a friend or that one's got a friend. The next goal we get these guys up. The thing is get our junior program kind of back. We got to hook one junior from high school and they will bring 3 others. And that's the best
thing
we can do.
We just put on a probie a couple of months ago who was basically the lost soul and he's found home.
Yeah.
And his mother couldn't be more pleased.
Yep.
Because he's found a home, he's excited, he's interested, he's here, he's young, he's in halfway decent physical shape, and we've got an officer corps that's got, you know, what, 150 years or so firefighting experience. So our goal is to teach the old, the young guy, the firefighter, to be an old firefighter and bring everybody home. That's what we exist for.
So what you're kind of giving us the feel, if I understand correctly, get some documents, some ideas, get some real more hard numbers and come back. We'll have a discussion. We kind of get things going.
Between now and the end of the budget season.
Yeah.
We've seen some turnkey use pieces out of like Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
They're running about $100,000. Done.
Right.
Body.
I mean,
check, you know,
nice.
That's done.
That's new.
Second hand, but I mean, right by the body style we need, the skid package we need, the chassis we need, ready to go. So that's just an idea of what you could do on a used market with the type of a utility / brush that we're looking
at. And as I will say, need and want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's a balance with all that.
That's right.
The reality is, look at how long this truck has lasted us.
Right.
It's not the normal replacement cycles, should say, a large engine or a bigger apparatus, because it doesn't need to be. You know, it goes up. And as we keep them clean, there's hard, I don't think there's any rust on that 95. But it's more, okay, where are we going? What are we doing? And it's time. You know, you have to. We've done pretty well with that. I think that was a donation from Night Owl Post Company to the town of Perry.
Right. The corporation bought the brush truck because it was a donation.
Sure.
But the thing is, we know.
We can donate another one. Don't be shy.
We'll try.
We'll take it.
We had the income.
You're working bingo this week.
That's right.
All you didn't cover was the tires. We got off topic a little bit. He was bringing up the tires, so I don't know what your thoughts are on that, or if you work towards.
Well,
I think I go. I'm sure. I got 7,000 in there this year under repair and maintenance. Yeah, 7,000, which is what same as we had.
Well, it could come from there, but it would leave you tight. You know?
Yeah, because it's going to cost to do a. We used to have Bulldog come up and go through everything, but lately. We've been having avalanche due to chassis work. And Bulldog comes up and does the part.
It works well.
So, you know, the routine, you know, oil filter changes and you know, the routine maintenance on the engine, Danny can do out there with, he's a good, reliable truck guy. With cold dog, it was like $3,500 in coverage to come off, you know, the mobile service, whereas you're running out there and running up in the end, you can do it for, you know, so save a little bit of money there. We didn't have any major issues up until the last time cold dog comes. They come across once a year and go through the pumps. And Kenny found a punch list of stuff that needed to be done. I said, okay, schedule it, do it, get it done. Got it all done, so everything's up to snuff. He left, everything was where it was, or it was delivered. That's how we're going to keep it.
So you're talking about $7,000 for tires for that truck?
No, four grand.
Four grand.
It's got a $7,000 that I've got the repair budget,
right?
Which was I came with put in before we got the order.
So that just leaves us tight. That leaves it with $3,000 for repair.
If we
did it that way.
But
at least we know.
What did you put in? We added $2,000 for the other one.
Yeah.
What did we give you? $2,000.
My thing.
Yeah,
we got $7,000 to $9,000.
Right.
It might be doable,
and then depending on where we sugar at the end of this year's budget, we may be able to have enough. If we're fine enough somewhere to cover the difference and do it in July or something.
So under 4580-680 repairs and maintenance, and turn that 7,000 into 9,000. Does that sound reasonable, guys?
Yep.
And that would work for margin.
Before we ask you any more questions, it costs us more money. Anything else that we need to know? If you think of anything, and if you can come up with something for the brush truck, I mean, I would love to see us maybe put some money. My dream would put some money in the reserve, and maybe we find some money or maybe we push it to another to the next year. But
Wayne's really good at finding things that, and she's sending it to me on you know, stuff that's available, so we can just keep in the loop as far as what we're looking at, what we're looking at for money, and going from there. And then we can play that game as far as which route would be the most best.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
So Don is here. If he is ready, would it be okay to do constable's budget?
I'm good.
We are a little ahead of schedule, and Donnie's already said.
Yeah, I don't have it on. Yeah, I do have it on my print.
All right, well, let me get my
See, now you're going to give us Christmas Eve off, I guess.
Wow, generous this year.
Well, while he's putting his spectacles on and say emergency management needs to change everything.
And thank you for volunteering. Let us appoint you again.
Sean Mirror,
what time are you going to be here?
I mean, which
place?
Joel
is
busy.
About an hour ago.
Looks good to me.
This is current.
Yep. I don't think we really had any changes.
Good.
That we'll really see. Play with a few little minor things. Communications. We were able to update our portables and our mobiles. Big expense, but we're there. It's done. I mean, I think the last one I got, other than if the state police do something weird, some new technology, I usually run 10 years on a radio, which is a long time, but it's my personal radio and my personal truck that, works well. The same with Sean. I think the only thing is there wasn't speaker mics for the new portables. That's why I left a little money in that, where we've taken it down. That way you can, if you want a lapel mic, it can be covered. We don't. But then travel is pretty standard machinery and equipment. I know I need to update a couple of minor things in my uniform. Again, I think you got away good last year, because I don't think I billed you again for my time. So I don't know if Sean put in any time if I look at this or whatever. I think more than anything, we're here to cover the ground that maybe Chief Humphreys and stuff, where we can help assist them. I came out, we had Monday, we did Veterans Brave and stuff like that, those events. There's other things that happen when he's short or whatever, he gives me a call.
Hey, can you help us with this? We're more than happy to do that. That's what we should be. We're working very closely with them through the computer system, which has been awesome. We've facilitated that. Whatever we can duplicate, keep the costs and everything down. I think I'm good. I don't think you guys changed anything if I'm reading it correctly. Am I missing anything? Actually, we're down a bit, Jeremy.
No, you actually went down. It's hard to argue with someone who cut their budget.
You know, it's reality. I pay taxes in this town. Sean pays taxes in the town. If we have some kind of major problem, we're going to come in. But, I mean, I just like to update a few minor things. I mean, you get, you know, even like the other day I had my double magazine pouch doof to age, the plastic fatigue. And I'm like, it fell apart. I'm like, what the heck? You know, I was like, I think it's an age when you've been doing it since 1995. You know, I've had other cycles and stuff, but like, I'm getting my walker to get my truck and then I go do whatever I have to do. But I'm good if you're good, as long as you have any questions from you guys.
Okay. Good.
That was easy, so I don't have to come back later. No, I like this. You like this. This is all a good thing.
All good.
Good, good.
Well, have a great decent hour.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Alrighty then. Where are we? Back to
parking.
Parking lot. Anything jump out at anybody?
Oh, I put budget.
No, but we're good. Parking lot's good.
No. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Board roundtable. Rich?
I don't have anything tonight, I don't think.
I'll hold you to that.
Okay. Got a couple things. Once again, I've been asked about the light on the flagpole, the veterans part that's been out, and I know I've brought it up before.
Yeah, I thought that was fixed.
It's out again.
It's out.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember, the same person messaged me saying it was out. So if it did get fixed, it was short lived. Mm. But it's out again. So if we can get that fixed ASAP, that'd be.
Yeah, it'll be Danny out there.
Awesome. And then I touched on it earlier. My wife and I are bringing back the 3rd annual Fairhaven, Vermont Holiday Light Tour. You can find us on Facebook to sign up, or you can email me at my email, the select board, to sign up for that. So all the details will be posted on that, and I'm posting it on some of the other Fairhaven pages. So yeah, we'll get some people. We got already like 20 people signed up this year.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah,
you know, if you keep at stuff, it'll get bigger and bigger. It just
last year we had like 30. I'd like to see a little bit of growth this year. So. And it costs nothing. And we did a raffle last year. We're gonna bring it back again this year. I got a couple prizes to raffle off. So
I beg to differ that it costs nothing.
For you it doesn't. For me it does, but it's all part of the fun.
Mm.
Well, that's all I've got.
Okay.
Okay. Just one, and I'm glad Chief's still here. I'm still hearing about the speed of some of our traffic, and I got a complaint from someone living on First Street that it's not just, you know, the regular places that you think of when you think West Street, Main Street, Scotch Hill, Ford. This was on First Street where you're going, okay, and it's then it seems that we have a few, and I think they're probably repeat folks.
Oh, that's high
school. That's what I want. I think you guys, after last meeting, I brought up the speeding on Washington, and I noticed a week or so ago you guys really hammered that. So I just want to say thank you for hammering Washington and Fort. That was nice to see.
The problem is everybody has to drive like maniacs. I don't understand it. Go sit in the Shaw's parking lot. They're doing 45 before they get to the center line. You know, it's totally ridiculous. Slow down, folks.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless we can get the speed limit reduced with everything growing out there, like the city going down.
Touching on that, so I know we have the crosswalk by Heritage has. Is there been talk to put one down further? So you've got like Walgreens and Dunkin', and I've seen truckers go back and forth sometimes, or even I cross the street, but I'm not walking up the crosswalk. I'll just wait for cars to slow down on the Dunkin' in the morning. But
would that be us, or would that be the state?
No, it's us.
That is the state highway there.
Yeah. But where's the state highway start?
Right by Heritage, right after.
Does it really?
Right there, right south of 40.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. Just let me down to potentially look at putting a crosswalk halfway in between there.
That's another place where the lights would come in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
I would recommend that that was possible.
Yeah.
Spot those at some point.
Well, we had all kinds of traffic coming. That was going to happen. It didn't happen.
It didn't.
And instead, we spent $87,000. Like,
can't got us going down this rabbit hole. I'm not even rabbit hole.
I'm not bitter.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it.
No. Honest. What else? Anything else? I would request a schedule, and it can be between now and March for some work up here.
Oh, sure.
I'm sick of hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
But I am, and there's we need to move on that. And it's, this might be a time when there's a little, you know, I know they're getting everything ready for plowing, but they might be able to sneak a day in or something. You could mass attack and just clear it up a little bit. But if that you guys work it out, just I don't care when it is.
Sure. So the big, the hold up now is getting the historical society stuff upstairs. We got the room cleared, but there's still maybe 25, man, maybe not that, 10 boxes, mm-hmm. and you got to go through each piece of paper.
Yeah.
And that's in my eyes, and I just, you know, I pick at it when I can.
That's fine.
So.
That's fine. I mean, I know that it's not, and it's not priority. I know that. You know, it can't be priority with the health we got. Okay, end of whining and bleeding. Finances.
Sure. I'll make a motion to pay the payroll $36,111.80.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Make a motion to pay the warrant for $90,509.49.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. And the checkbook status is $951,430.03. State of the state's doing pretty good.
School payment during at the next meeting.
Next meeting.
That'll knock about $400 out of it.
Executive session, I don't see listed. That's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful
thing. There's another motion I would love
to hear. I'll make a motion.
Second. Non-debatable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Hey, Chief. I just I'll talk to you in a minute after.
Pretty good. 10 minutes.
What are we doing? 9:30.